So, of course, the thing everybody wants to know is where do we stand right now in terms of efficacy? How many people have you actually treated at Penn?
So we still have an ongoing phase one trial, and we have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20 patients that have been treated. But the cohort that we've reported is actually a very remarkable cohort. It's a group of patients, nine patients, were the first group of patients, where we're one of the few centers that decided we'd like to try just to give the T cells. Most of these genetically modified T cell protocols first give the patient what we call lymphodepleting chemotherapy, a slug of cyclophosphamide or fludarabine, to sort of eliminate the innate T cells so that we can then infuse cells into a empty bone marrow that then will proliferate these cells. But we wanted to have at least our first cohort without any of that lymphodepleting therapy to really sort of separate any potential response from the lymphodepleting therapy versus the infusion of the cells. So this patient that I've been describing and nine other patients just received an infusion of the cells without any lymphodepleting therapy. In our experience, and I guess another thing that's different from our experience than a lot of the other studies, is we also did not assay the patients for BCMA expression. Since in our experience, virtually every plasma cell or every patient with myeloma has BCMA expression, we decided that we would just infuse all comers and then use that to help see if we can differentiate who might have the best responses and see if there's anything that can be correlated with that. So anyway, this first group of nine patients just received the cells, were not selected, and were very heavily pretreated. And nevertheless, 44% of those patients had a very nice response, including, I guess, our star patient and our first patient, which is now 18 months in this strict complete remission, doing great.